Welcome, listeners, to episode 20 of Rebuilding Lives, where we explore stories of growth, redemption, and personal transformation. The Rebuilding Lives podcast dives deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that helped these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. This episode is dedicated to a challenging but deeply rewarding topic: spiritual growth in recovery. Whether you've faced addiction, incarceration, or other life struggles, spiritual growth is a key part of rebuilding and living a fulfilling life. Today, we'll reflect on what it means to pursue spiritual healing, how to find the path that works for you, and the incredible strength that comes from building connections and fostering mindfulness. My hope is that this conversation touches your soul and inspires positive action in your life. Acknowledging the need for spiritual healing. Recovery isn't just about stepping away from harmful behaviors. It's about stepping into something greater. It's a journey toward healing on every level: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. When you've lived through heavy challenges like addiction, trauma, or incarceration, there's often a deeper wound that needs attention. This wound isn't always visible or easy to define. It's the ache for something more, the feeling of being unmoored or disconnected, not just from others, but from yourself and the world around you. Acknowledging this need for spiritual healing is a crucial first step toward finding peace and rediscovering purpose. It's about recognizing that healing is more than just external changes. It's about addressing the inner emptiness, the questions that linger deep in your soul. You don't need to be deeply religious to feel this ache or to begin your spiritual journey. It's a universal longing, one that connects us all in our shared humanity. You're not alone in feeling this way or in wondering where to start. Recovery is your chance to reconnect with others, with the world, and most importantly, with the essence of who you truly are. Exploring spirituality beyond religion. For many, the word spirituality brings to mind images of organized religion, formal rituals, or structured prayer. While this may be true for some, spirituality doesn't have to take one particular form. At its heart, spirituality is deeply personal. It's about discovering meaning and purpose in life and creating a sense of harmony with your values, your inner self, and the world around you. For some people, spirituality may mean reconnecting with faith traditions or embracing religious teachings, but for others, it might mean something entirely different. It could involve finding solace in nature, whether that's through quiet moments by the water, hiking a forest trail, or simply watching the sunrise. Art, music, or creative self-expression can also serve as spiritual outlets, offering a way to process emotions and connect with something greater than yourself. Spirituality might also be found in the simple, everyday moments we often overlook: a quiet walk to reflect on your thoughts, a practice of gratitude that reminds you of what's good in your life, or journaling to explore your hopes, fears, and dreams. It could even be found in movement, like yoga or meditation, which helps you reconnect with your body and mind. The beauty of spirituality is that there's no right or wrong way to approach it. The key is to find practices that resonate with you, activities that feel authentic, bring comfort, and create a sense of grounding. These practices can help you build a foundation to rebuild your life, offering ways to cope with challenges and find meaning in the process of recovery. Spiritual healing isn't about perfection. It's about progress. It's about creating space to explore, to heal, and to grow into the person you're meant to be. The power of mindfulness and meditation. Mindfulness is a powerful tool to help navigate the stresses of daily life. It centers on being fully present in the moment, without judgment, and becoming aware of your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings. This practice allows you to step back from the chaos of your mind and create space for calm and clarity. Mindfulness can be as simple as taking 5 deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed, or spending 5 minutes in quiet reflection at the start or end of your day to reset your thoughts. It's a way to ground yourself and reconnect with the present moment, no matter what challenges you're facing. Meditation is an extension of mindfulness, offering guided techniques to calm your mind, reduce stress, and find a deeper sense of balance. Regular meditation has been shown to improve focus, enhance emotional well-being, and even contribute to better physical health by lowering blood pressure and reducing symptoms of anxiety. If you're new to mindfulness and meditation, here's a practical way to begin. Find a quiet spot where you feel comfortable and won't be interrupted. This could be a cozy corner at home, a bench at a park, or even your car during a lunch break. Sit or lie down in a relaxed position. Close your eyes if it feels natural. Take slow, deep breaths and shift your focus to the sensation of air filling your lungs and leaving your body. Notice how your chest rises and falls with each breath. If your mind starts to wander, and it will, that's perfectly fine. Recognize the distraction without judgment and gently bring your attention back to your breathing. Remember, mindfulness and meditation aren't about achieving perfection or clearing your mind completely. It's about showing up for yourself each day, even if it's just for a few minutes. Over time, these small moments of mindfulness can add up to profound changes in how you experience life, helping you feel more present, centered, and empowered to handle whatever comes your way. Building a community of support. Another crucial aspect of spiritual growth and recovery is connection. Healing doesn't happen in isolation. We're wired to thrive as part of a community. Surrounding yourself with people who support your growth and genuinely want to see you succeed makes all the difference. Recovery is hard, and having a network of individuals who understand your journey can provide strength, encouragement, and motivation on the tough days. Look for a group of like-minded individuals who truly get what you're going through. This could be a recovery group where everyone shares a common goal, a local support meeting in your area, or even an online community where you can connect with others from all over the world. These spaces offer a judgment-free zone to express yourself, share your story, and feel seen and heard. Sharing your struggles and victories can be deeply healing, reminding you that you're not alone in this journey. Hearing the experiences of others can also reignite your determination. Their stories of perseverance and growth become proof that recovery is possible, even when it feels out of reach. And when you struggle, these are the people who will listen with open hearts, remind you of how far you've come, and cheer you on as you take the next step forward. Never underestimate the strength that can be found in shared experiences, or the comfort of knowing you are part of a supportive, understanding community. Sharing stories of transformation. One of the most powerful aspects of recovery lies in storytelling. Each of us carries a voice, a history, and a narrative that can help others find hope and direction in their own journey. Sharing your story not only helps others, but allows you to reflect on your own growth and transformation, reinforcing the progress you've made. Think about something in your life that once felt impossible, a challenge that seemed insurmountable, but that you managed to overcome. Maybe it's your relationship with addiction, the process of rebuilding broken relationships, or the journey of reintegrating into society after incarceration. Think about the lessons you've learned along the way and how those moments shaped you into who you are today. Sharing those victories is more than just telling a story. It's a way to claim and honor your growth. Your story matters. It might be the light someone else needs to see on their darkest day, the spark that helps them believe change is possible. In sharing your truth, you remind others and yourself that setbacks don't define us, but our ability to keep moving forward does. Telling your story not only helps others find hope, but also strengthens your own resilience and reminds you just how far you've come. Every journey has value, and the lessons you've learned could be the inspiration someone else is searching for. Reflecting on your own journey. Now that we've explored these ideas, I encourage you to take some time to reflect on your own spiritual growth and how it fits into your life. Spirituality is deeply personal, and the journey looks different for everyone. So this is an opportunity to explore what resonates most with you. Consider the following questions to guide your reflection. What does spirituality mean to you at this time in your life? Has your understanding or connection to it changed over the years? Are there practices like mindfulness, meditation, journaling, or spending time in nature that you're curious to try or incorporate more intentionally into your routine? Who is part of your support network? Friends, family, mentors, or a community? And how can you nurture and strengthen those connections? Are there relationships in your life that could benefit from more care or attention? What part of your own story, your challenges, triumphs, or lessons learned, would you share to inspire or connect with others who may also be seeking growth or healing? Remember that you don't need to have all the answers today. Recovery is a process, and spiritual growth is a lifelong path filled with twists, turns, and periods of reflection. What truly matters is taking one small step forward, no matter where you begin. Even the smallest action, like setting aside 5 minutes to breathe deeply, can plant the seeds for transformation. Be kind to yourself. Honor your unique journey and trust that growth happens one step at a time. Closing thoughts. Spiritual growth in recovery is about finding alignment between who you are, who you want to be, and how you choose to move through the world. It's not a straight line, and it doesn't have to be perfect. What matters is that you're here. You're thinking about these ideas, and you're willing to grow. Thank you for joining today's episode of Rebuilding Lives. If this conversation resonated with you, take a moment today to pause, reflect, and perhaps share your story. And if you're curious, feel free to explore mindfulness practices or connect with others who share your path. Together, we are rebuilding lives and creating stories of growth and redemption. Until next time, take care of yourself and keep moving forward. Call to action. Reflect on your spiritual growth. Explore mindfulness and meditation. Connect with a supportive network and share your story to inspire someone who may need it. Presented by the Self-Development Factory.